107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got another great film screening happening with Stratford Film Festival. This documentary is described as a beautiful look at the meaningful pursuit that is tabletop gaming. And joining us is the producer of this film. We've got Justin Ribello on the phone line with all the details on the screening that's coming up Saturday. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. Nice to meet you and excited to be coming to Stratford this weekend.
Yeah, and kind of back to Stratford. You're originally from Stratford, is that right?
Born and raised, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, born, you know, just, you know, kitty corner to St. Vincent Street, and, you know, still have a lot of family and local friends there, so always happy to come back to my, you know, where it all began.
And you've been busy in the world of film and documentary filmmaking, so let's talk about the screening. Gosh, for this Saturday, this sounds like a fun movie for anyone who's seen the trailer. Tell us about the film.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, it's a heartwarming, funny, entertaining documentary about all of the diverse set of characters in the world of modern board gaming. And, you know, it's you don't need to be a gamer to enjoy it. I think it's for a general audience. Everybody has a slightly different relationship to board games, but it's really about the people, and the people are a ton of fun. They'll touch your heart, and you'll be entertained from tip to tail. So I'm excited. You know, the film is played all over the world. You know, we've been to Texas. We've been to Copenhagen, you know, all over Canada. So we're excited. I'm always excited to bring the work I'm proud of back to Stratford.
You bet. It's called The Hobby Tales from the Tabletop. So the film screening is this Saturday, and it's at 4 p.m. at City Hall Auditorium. We'll tell you how you can get tickets. But Justin, putting this documentary together and certainly watching the trailer, it's not necessarily just about people who create board games, but it's really the people that play them, that enjoy them, and are so enthusiastic about them.
That's right. Yeah, it really is about, you know, we've got the Roger Ebert of board games, who runs a YouTube channel where he just reviews board games. And, you know, there's a hilarious moment in the film where, you know, he's at Gen Con, which is the largest convention for board gaming in the world. And he says, you know, everybody here knows who I am, but as soon as I leave these doors, you know, I'm anonymous again, right? You know, so it's quite funny. And then we have, you know, an employee at the British Museum who's a expert on, you know, games from ancient Mesopotamia. So it really is a what, and then of course we have board game creators, including Elizabeth Hargraves, who really is the all-star of modern board gaming, who created the very widely popular game Wingspan. So, you know, it really is a mix of various people from all walks of the modern board gaming community.
Oh, terrific. And what do you think it is about board games that has endured? I mean, gosh, you know, we think about all the technology that's available to us. So what is it simply about board games that has lasted so long in our society?
Well, listen, you can't, you know, you really can't replace, you know, just sitting down with a group of people that you enjoy and challenging yourself with a set of rules that are set out with a board game. It bonds people, it challenges you, and it really, you know, works your brain in a different way. It's very different than, you know, sitting on your phone and playing whatever digital game, or sitting in front of a, you know, a PlayStation or whatever game, you know, digital game of choice. You know, it really just brings community back together. And, you know, that I think, especially coming out of COVID, you know, I think that really is a powerful thing.
Yeah, and of course, when we talk about board games, we always think about Trivial Pursuit. And Justin, you being from Stratford, you've likely heard or met people. I meet so many people, story after story, of people that had a chance to invest in the Trivial Pursuit game back in the day and chose not to for whatever reason and regret it.
It's a legendary Canadian story. But what amazed me in the process of working with our director, Simon Ennis, on this film is, you know, what's amazing about modern board gaming is that, you know, it's completely democratized the curation of board games. So one of our characters, you know, is just an enthusiast and a hobbyist, and he decides to create a board game, and it looks at his arc from, you know, deciding to create a board game to launching it on Kickstarter, and the way that, the same way you would with music, the same way you would with creating, you know, film or creating art, people are now expressing their identities through the creation of board games. And I think that was really unique to learn that through the making of the film. And I think you really see that come out loud and clear in the film.
Yeah, and I think certainly touching on that, you know, creating a new board game, like any sort of industry, can be quite a gamble if it's going to be successful or not.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, but again, on Kickstarter now, you know, it's become the main way for people to kind of raise money and launch and find if there's an audience. So many of the, you know, official board game companies that then, you know, create and get these board games onto your shelves, they look to Kickstarter to, you know, find out. So if there's an audience for a game, so, you know, and it's amazing hearing again the all-star and the real kind of breakout in the modern board gaming community of, you know, Elizabeth Hargraves and Wingspan. You know, everybody in the industry told her, you know, you can't create a board game around, you know, bird watching, right? And when she launched it on Kickstarter, it just exploded.
There you go. Wow.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. If you build it, they will play it.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
It's called The Hobby, Tales from the Tabletop. This is going to be an absolute treat. And as you mentioned, there's funny, there's tender moments. It's quite the gamut in this film, if you will.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, you know, you can't, you know, it's so heartwarming and it's so funny. And, you know, you don't have to have you don't need to be an intense gamer to enjoy it. I think it's for everybody. So I look forward to, you know, seeing the audience in Stratford this Saturday.
Yeah, so great to have you back in town. And again, for you working with Megan Smith-Harris and Stratford Film Festival, this is going to be an absolute pleasure. It's a film screening. Tickets are $20, and it's for this Saturday. That's one screening only at 4 o'clock at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. Will you be speaking after the screening or before the screening?
That's right. Yeah, we'll get up, do a little intro, and then we'll have a Q&A after. Our director, Simon Ennis, is coming into town as well. You know, and he just has such an eloquent way of speaking about his characters and really has a touching relationship with all of them. So, you know, there'll be lots to share.
Lots to share and lots to enjoy with Stratford Film Festival. The website to get tickets and ticket information is stratfordfilmfestival.com. Again, Justin Ribello, a producer with The Hobby, Tales from the Tabletop. And Justin, I know you're busy. Are you working on something right now or something coming up?
Well, I work, I'm the CEO of a company called Vortex Media, and so, you know, we release, you know, a lot of films regularly. So we've got movies in theaters across Canada, we've got movies on television, so there's always something cooking up over here. Yeah, we're working on casting a new movie, a Christmas movie, and, you know, we've got a horror movie that broke out on TikTok this year that comes out in theaters October 24th. That's called Dream Eater. So there's always a lot, there's always a next and exciting film around the corner for us here at Vortex.
Fantastic. It'll be nice to have you back in town, Justin Ribello, with The Hobby, Tales from the Tabletop, the screening this Saturday with Stratford Film Festival at Stratford City Hall Auditorium. Great spot for these movies and documentaries. Justin, thank you so much and have a great great time on Saturday.
Thank you, Jamie. And yeah, really appreciate the support and look forward to being in town this weekend.
Awesome, Justin. That's great. Thank you so much.